Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Eric Hansen.
Well, good morning. On a Saturday morning, that's going to be a hot one. High humidity today. They say it might feel like 110 with the heat index out there. Be careful. Sam Rice coming in. How's the, it's kind of muggy out there, Sam.
It's real muggy.
Yeah. Sam Rice is a Vietnam veteran. Live in Toulon, Illinois, but originally from?
Williamsfield.
Williamsfield, Illinois. And Sam wrote a book called Finding Monty Henderson. Sam served in Vietnam 69-70?
Yep.
Yep. Sam, you went, did you get drafted or did you sign up?
No, I got drafted.
You got drafted?
January 15th, 1969, and went to basic and advanced training and 14 months in Vietnam and was discharged.
Military family,
nope.
Sam?
Nope.
Nobody had been in that
nobody
you knew?
Nobody had been in I knew of.
Yeah.
Nope.
Were you scared, proud, all those things?
All of those things.
Yeah.
I had my first plane ride from Chicago to Fort Bragg, and I had one of my first train rides, and I had a lot of firsts.
Yeah. Well, how old? 17, 18? When
no,
you
went? I was 19.
19 years old yep. when you went in.
I got out. I was 21.
Before that, though, in Williamsfield, years before, you met a gentleman. You went to school with Monty Henderson.
Yep.
In
6th and 7th grade, I believe it was. Yep.
Monty's from Flora, Illinois.
Yes.
Yeah. And Williamsfield. And what do you remember about Monty Henderson?
Well, he moved around a lot, and no one could really get to be like close friends with him, and he didn't. I don't think he wanted to accept close friends, and. We just kind of knew he was a different kind of guy, you know. He was quiet, kept to himself, never caused any trouble. But I became friends with him, and some of the guys I was friends of mine in Williamsfield did too. And he just moved on.
Yeah.
His stepdad worked for farmers around the area, and he would move on from one farmer to the next, and the family would leave, and no one knew where he went.
As you'll hear in the next 45 minutes, that moving around and that crazy life, it wasn't easy for Monty. There was abuse and like a topsy-turvy life.
Oh, yeah.
That's putting it smoothly. But how long is this journey? When did this journey of this book, Finding Monty Henderson, start for you? When did Monty's name come back into your head as an adult? That you needed to do some research and make sure that this guy's life was noticed.
Well, the only thing I knew is there's a plaque on the flagpole at the Toulon High School.
Yeah.
And his name on that is Monty Henderson. We knew him as Monty Thompson. So I'm chairman of the state POWMIA committee for Department of Illinois American Legion.
Yeah.
So I got to, you know, I called Graves Registration in Springfield, just on a whim. After I met a guy in 1919.
All because Monty's name, it piqued your interest.
At AmeriCal Division Reunion, and we had a sign-in sheet. And I signed in, I was from Toulon, Illinois.
You were in St. Louis.
Yep.
Yeah.
And this guy come up to me and told me. He asked me who I was. I told him. He says, I was with a Monty Henderson in Vietnam. And I thought, I can't believe this.
Wait, he saw your name on the sign-up sheet?
Yep.
He brought up Monty's name before you even said anything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I didn't go to the reunion looking for anybody that knew Monty.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, there was some beer flowing there.
Yeah.
And he told me he was with Monty when he got killed. And I thought, this can't be. You know,
wow.
How lucky can I get?
Yeah.
And I had thought about Monty off and on. This was 31 years after he got killed.
You hadn't decided to write a book yet.
No.
Just doing a little research on Monty.
Yeah. Yep. And his name just came up. Really, I wasn't doing anything with it yet.
That's so crazy.
And I never did get the guy's name. And I, to this day, I regret.
One of the only references you don't have from this book is that gentleman's name, but he was the, that was the moment in St. Louis.
Yep. And he even told me how Monty got killed in Vietnam, July 10th, 1968.
A sniper's bullet.
Sniper's bullet went in the left shoulder and into his heart at 7:30 in the morning, and he was almost killed almost instantly. And so I came back home, and I thought, I don't know if this guy's telling the truth or not. Well, I called Graves Registration. I knew he wasn't buried around Williamsfield. I knew he wasn't buried around Toulon. Mm. So I called Graves Registration in Springfield, and they would only tell me two things. Who bought the plot and the cemetery he was buried in for confidentiality reasons. And it was, he was buried in Flora, Illinois. And I thought, I've never heard of Flora, Illinois before.
Yeah.
Because Monty just showed up in Williamsfield and then he left.
About 4 hours from here, Flora. Yeah.
And so being chairman of the POWMI committee, I got called down to Flora in probably 2009 area. And we had a parade for former POWs from Illinois, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam.
This was not a journey for Monty necessarily. You just ended up in Flora again.
Yeah, I ended up in Flora. So I thought, well, this is a good time to look at the cemetery and find his grave.
Absolutely.
And then after that, it just, I mean, I found his grave, and I found he had no marker, just the bronze, low bronze plaque that government provided.
That said what?
It just said Monty Henderson, you know, killed in Vietnam on, you know, born such and such time, killed such and such a time, and that was basically it.
His no friend. Gravestone.
No gravestone at all. And it was just, you know, so I went there and I was really kind of disappointed about it. And then I, you know, did the thing for the weekend with the POWs, former POWs, and came home. And it just kind of wore on me, you know.
Yeah.
That he didn't have anything. And this was 40 years after he'd gotten killed.
Right.
And it just kind of wore on me. And I...
Well, you knew other veterans maybe who, you know, were forgot. Why did Monty, why did this touchy show? Because of that meeting? Because of that friendship?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'd always wondered where he might have gone, been buried at.
Yeah.
Or what happened to him after he left Williamsfield, and which I didn't know and later did find out. But it was just, I don't know, just kind of, I was thinking about it, thinking about it, thinking about it. And then one day I thought, I'm going to come to the Galesburg Register Mail and see, I'm going to put an ad in. If anybody knows of Monty Henderson, anything about him, call me. Well, Tom Lowy, a reporter for the paper.
Yeah, former reporter.
Got a hold of me and said he wanted to do a story on it. And that was in a veteran's supplement to the paper in 2009.
Because you had put that ad in.
Yeah.
Tom saw it. Tom's a great writer.
Yeah.
And got a hold of you.
I didn't even get the ad in. He got it before it was ever printed. And got a hold of me and we did a story on it. And Kent, the photographer.
Kriegshauser.
Pictures.
Yeah. Yeah.
Out at the Veterans Memorial for it. And there was a story in there about me looking for my friend Monty.
Now it's on. Now your journey is on.
You know, and I thought, no one's going to call. No one knows him. No one's going to remember him.
It changed. It did change. That's the voice of Sam Rice from Toulon, Illinois, originally from Williamsfield. He's written the book, Finding Monty Henderson. He had a connection with him, a friendship in the sixth grade, and a Vietnam veteran himself, and being involved as a Vietnam veteran, these many run-ins and these many chance moments, hearing about Monty and this puzzle that is just laying on the floor, and Sam's got to put it all together, and you were bound and determined to do it. And this journey is this 5-6 years putting this 12. Book together? 12
years. Yep.
Of doing this and looking for Monty and spending your time as a vet. Are you retired, Sam?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you had a little time to do this. This is taking over it dominated the last 12 years of your life.
Well, basically, yeah. And it's just snowballed.
Yeah.
It's snowballed. And everybody I've talked to has just been wonderful.
We'll talk more about what that letter, with that story Tom Lowy wrote, opened up the floodgates for Sam in ways you'll never even imagine with the book Finding Monty Henderson. By the way, the first book signing is coming up on July 30th. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
In Toulon Public Library.
Yeah, in Sam's town. And Sam said he ordered 400 books. You recently went on a little journey and took some of the books with you. You thought maybe 400 was too much at first.
And
took them down. Where did you go?
I went to a State Legion convention in Springfield last weekend and just set them on my table there. And I was giving away T-shirts and stuff for the POWMIA thing. And I had some books there, and 10 of them went like
hotcakes.
Nothing, you know?
Yeah. There's 390 left.
Yeah, only
Sam.
390
to go. You're going to get rid of all of them, and I got one too. Yeah, and then coming up, Williamsfield Library, August 13th, Wordsmith Bookshop, Main Street, Galesburg, on August 20th, and then the last one will be the Flora Public Library, where Monty's
buried.
Yeah, where he's Monty's buried. That's great. You said that's a town of about
5,000.
Yeah, down there. And that'll be coming up on September 10th. More with our friend Sam Rice on his book, Finding Monty Henderson. And like I said, you can pick up a copy and see him in Toulon on July 30th. Or just go on Sam's Facebook and say, I want a copy. I want to buy one. And there's a way you can check out there through PayPal. More with our friend Sam Rice coming up on WGI on a real hot day. Check on your friends and neighbors who you know might not do so well in this hot heat. Make sure you check on them today. It's Galesburg Live on 93.7 FM. 1400 AM WGIL.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
It's hour one of Galesburg Live. My name is Eric Hansen. How are you? Almost 7:30 and 76 degrees. And my first guest is Toulon, Illinois' own Sam Rice, the United States Vietnam veteran. Sam, as always, thank you for your service. I got to go on an honor flight with Sam in, I don't know, 2016, 2017. Yeah. Sam's been out to Washington, D.C. on those honor flights, Peoria, as a guardian.
Yeah, as a guardian.
Yeah, and then as a veteran out there, and you would encourage any veteran to take trip.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, of a full day of going to the monuments and then coming home and getting greeted like a lot of those Vietnam veterans didn't. And some came back, young men and women, and one, Monty Henderson, who had a tough life up until the time he went to Vietnam. And in a chance meeting down in St. Louis at a meeting for veterans.
Yep, Miracal Division reunion. Yep.
Sam found someone who knew Monty and knew how he got killed, and he never got that guy's name. And that set Sam on a journey to put the pieces of Monty's life together, because he had a small grave marker in Flora, Illinois. And you just wanted, you knew him from sixth grade.
Yep.
You wanted to put this this gentleman's life back together because it, not only a veteran, but a friend. And it's sad when someone comes home and they're not recognized and the pieces aren't all there. So you started putting them together. You eventually went to the Galesburg Register Mail and put an ad in to see if anybody knew Monty.
Yep.
On your, during your research. And Tom Lowy wrote his story that opened the floodgate. And
started everything.
Yeah, and many times in this book, Sam gets to a moment where he's like, well, we'll put it out there and see if anything happens. I didn't expect anything. And then floodgates opened.
Yeah, there was so many coincidences of people getting hold of me or me being in the right place at the right time that I was kind of stumped on where to go next or have questions that I could not get answered. And just, you know, just certain things, just coincidence just fell into place.
What was the main thing? The first Tom Lowy story that was written with the Register Mail.
Yep.
Who got a hold of you and said, I know Monty?
Well, there was, and this is one of them, Jimmy Gross from Galesburg here, and who I went to school with in Williamsfield.
Yeah.
And he called me, and he had saved, Monty had written him a letter when Monty moved to West Jersey.
He didn't write many.
No. But he'd written Jimmy a letter saying that he missed him, and he wanted a picture of him and stuff like that, and to write back. And to this day, Jimmy called me and says, I have no idea why I saved this letter from, like, years before, you know, from seventh grade.
Yeah.
And he saved it. And that's a coincidence. And I actually got to hold and see a letter from Monty in his own handwriting. You know, and it was really something.
Yeah, and pretty emotional, too, yeah. as Monty was reaching out to someone that really, really cared about him, that was a light in his life, because in Monty's life at home, there was no light.
Right.
There was unhappiness. Did you get on that first, when did you make a connection with the family, with the people that really knew him?
It was quite a while after that.
Really?
And my dad was a barber, so we moved to Toulon, Illinois, in 63, when I was starting eighth grade. Well, I go there, and I went through eighth grade. No one knew where Monty was. You know, no one asked about him, really. And come freshman year in Toulon High School, here's Monty. Shows up in my class.
Mm.
And we became friends again. And then, went through the year, freshman year, and Monty was the same Monty as I knew from Williamsfield. He kept to himself. He was quiet. Never ever spoke up in class.
By this time, with foster parents?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so he was just a loner.
Yeah.
And then we ended our freshman year, and his stepdad worked for farm families, and we just figured my sophomore year, he's not in class. So we just figured the family moved on again, you know, to somewhere else. And basically, I kind of forgot about him, you know, and then.
You do know that you mark in this book that his mother and others, to get him away from this abuse.
Yeah, yep. I think in all my travels and countless miles and interviews with people and stuff like that, I think there's three incidents that Monty's mother actually gave him up to get him away from the abuse at home.
Mm.
And so she actually tried.
Yeah.
And I talked to some of Don Thompson's daughters by previous marriage.
Don was his stepfather.
Don was his stepfather. And his nickname was Goose. That was the only thing I knew him by when we lived in Williamsfield. And so I know that there were three incidents where Monty's mother, Dorothy, gave him up to get him away from the abuse.
Yeah.
And one of them was his freshman year, where he stayed in Toulon with the deputy sheriff, John Durbin, and his wife at the county jail.
What a tough thing
county jail.
For a mom to have to do.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, she was, I don't know, she was a poor lady.
Yeah.
That came up to Central Illinois to take care of five kids by Don's first marriage, one of his marriages. And it just did not work out well.
Yeah, and talking to all these family members, you knew that that line of abuse was happening.
And,
for...
And all Don's daughters by his first marriage said the same exact thing, and not one of them held back.
Yeah.
And they all, on different interviews at different times, said exactly the same thing.
Monty was the mark of the abuse. If anybody got it in the family, Monty got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seemed like all of them got it, but Monty mainly because he was not blood to Don.
Mm.
And it's a,
and the ultimate escape was sending him to Vietnam. He went and signed up for Vietnam.
She took him to Kewaunee to enlist him in the Army.
Yeah.
To get him away from his abuse after his sophomore year in high school. And he went to Knoxville his sophomore year, I did find out. And he stayed with the Richard Stevens family outside of Knoxville and went there as his sophomore year. And I did talk to Richard Stevens, who has now passed away. And he said Monty loved it, life, the farm life. He loved it. And there's a part in the book that tells about it. and you know about you know how Monty just got away and just really fell into farm life.
Yeah,
and liked it.
And liked it. And then in Vietnam, that's a whole nother family form that he never had. Yeah. With brothers who cared about, they all cared.
Oh, yeah.
Like that was your family then.
Yeah.
When you were in Vietnam.
And guys, you know, guys being in combat together, you're in there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And there is a bond, you know, and I'm sure there's guys that still remember Monty, which I know there are. But it's, you know, there is a bond there that's, it's really tough.
And though it was hell for many of them, and probably some of those times for you too, Sam, Monty found those are the times you saw the smiles.
Yeah, I think.
When he was away from home.
And I have a picture of him, and it's in the book, of him in Hawaii. How many people get, you know, Monty had probably never been off, you know, Knox County, Stark County, around Peoria County area.
You don't know how I smiled.
And he ends up going to Hawaii for training.
Yeah.
And found a girlfriend.
Yep.
There.
And there's a picture of that.
And there's a picture of that. There.
Yeah. I was talking to Sam, and you're like, how many people get to go to Hawaii? You said you came home, and you were there 2 hours.
Yeah, I was there 2 hours.
I was so glad to get to that point. You can't believe, because he died at such a young age. Things were so hard up for that time. I was smiling from ear to ear when I saw that Monty got to be in Hawaii. I'm like, at least he got to see that beauty.
On Christmas.
Yeah. That's so great. We're going to talk more with Sam Rice about Finding Monty Henderson, how the folks at Harvey Ponder at Lackey Monument
really wonderful people.
Yeah, really helped make it one of the big goals, get a headstone in Flora and put all the markings on there to describe this gentleman's life, this short life of which was a sad life. For much of it. And we hope Monty had some smiles at the end. And Sam, all these connections that you made, you really changed people's, I think, lives in a little way in talking about these things, getting some of these veterans to talk, getting some of these family members who never talked about Monty to talk again, and making all these connections over nearly 12 years of Sam putting together this book. You wouldn't think 80 pages would take 12 years, but it did. You got to be proud of this. I hope you are. Finding Monty Henderson.
Oh, yeah.
Four book signings coming up. The Toulon Library, July 30th. More with our guest, Sam Rice, a Vietnam veteran. Coming up next, 7:40, at WGIL.
Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Eric Hansen.
On a super hot one, 94, they say. It might feel like 110 with that humidity. My first guest on Galesburg Live, Sam Rice, wrote the book Finding Monty Henderson. Sam is a Vietnam veteran himself. His friend Monty killed in Vietnam, lived a short, really tough life. Sam recognized when he was in Flora just so many happenings, and Monty's name came up over the last 12 years. And not much recognition for Monty coming home, and something spurred the interest in Sam Rice to put the pieces of this young gentleman's life back together, and he did in a fine book called Finding Monty Henderson. And by the way, if the military is close to your heart and you want to read a great book from a guy that was there, that is trying to find another guy that was there and put his life back together, Toulon Library, July 30th, signing these books. Sam Rice, welcome to the show. Sam, let's continue. You not only wanted to put the pieces of Monty's life back together, but make sure that he had a proper headstone in Flora. How tough was that to do?
Well, when I first saw it, the only thing he had was that bronze government marker that's provided by the government. And I knew that the government gave money to the next of kin for burial, funeral, you know, expensive burial plot, things like that.
Sure.
And I just often wondered what happened to it.
Yep.
And I had my ideas, but I kept them to myself, and I still have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not in the book.
Yeah, it's not in the book, yeah.
No, those ideas are not in the book and never will be. But anyway, and I got a call from a lady after one of Tom's articles from Abingdon and told me I need to get a hold of Harvey Ponder, Lackey Monument. Well, I'd already been thinking about that, and I was going to do it. But when I first started, getting a headstone was the least from my mind, but it just kept thinking about it.
Because you needed many details for that headstone to be complete.
Yep.
And
this is where more coincidence came in, of just people being at the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
So Harvey calls me first before I got a chance to call him.
From Lackey Monument.
And he says, I think we can do something here.
But, that's their specialty.
So I came to Galesburg here and met with them at Lackey Monument. And I had never got a headstone before. Never, ever venture. I had no idea how you go about doing this, what you need, how much it costs, or anything. Well, Tom had written a follow-up article.
Tom Lowy.
In the Galesburg paper.
Yeah.
About no headstone. People started sending me checks, and they were starting to send, they were saying, you need to try to get a headstone.
Yeah.
And they're saying, you also need to write a book about this thing, And
were just finding stuff. Oh, you weren't writing a book yet.
No, I was the least. I'm probably the last person anybody thought that would write a book.
Yeah.
But anyway, Harvey and the people there, Sharon and the guys who work there, just fantastic. And Harvey told me what he needed, a picture. He needed as much information as I could get about the outfit he was in, his rank, when he got killed, when he was born, things like that. So I just went about trying to get everything.
And on the reverse side of the headstone, medals, recognitions, there's a lot of stuff there. And you're like, well, I get that wasn't easy. Like, oh, yeah, Harvey, I'll go home and get all that stuff for you. You didn't even have most of that information yet.
And a lot of the family members who I had met would not share it with me.
Mm.
And I don't think they really trusted me that much because I was a stranger coming in.
Right.
Wanting to know about their son.
To a family filled with drama and abuse. And who's this guy that wants to know about our brother? But after many meetings, people opened up.
Yeah.
Sam.
Yeah. And I did find out what medals he earned. And I did find out the awards he got, and I found out also that he was wounded April 9th, 1968, that his mother never even knew about.
How did he get wounded?
By a mortar round. And it was three other guys wounded at the same time. And in the AmeriCal Division Daily Reports, which I researched through, said that, he was awarded the Purple Heart. Well, he was never awarded the Purple Heart, or at least I cannot prove that he was.
Right.
And he got a Purple Heart for that. He got a Purple Heart for when he was killed, July 10th, 1968. Plus, he got a Bronze Star for service when he was killed. And no one could come up with the family. No one would show me or tell me where this stuff was at.
Medals missing.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, Harvey... Anyway, get back to Harvey.
Yeah.
And the folks at Lackey Monument. I was, we got all everything, and Harvey, I had this little, like a billfold picture of Monty when he went into the service, which everyone gets one taken, send home to your parents.
Harvey wanted to etch that on
Harvey the... wanted to etch it on the stone. And he tried enlarging it, and it kept getting distorted every time he enlarged the picture. So he needed an 8x10 picture.
And you finally met Monty's mom.
Yeah. Yep. And I had met her in Williamsfield, but just briefly and kind of forgot about her. But I had an idea of what she looked like. And I went to Harvey and I says, hey, his mom has got one.
An 8x10.
And I said, I'm driving to Flora, which is a four-hour drive, tomorrow morning, and get a copy of it. And he just says, well, I got an airplane out at Galesburg Airport.
They flew you down there.
He says, John and I, my son, he says, we'll fly you down there. It's going to be a good day to fly. I thought, what the heck? Another coincidence.
All these great things lining up.
Yeah. And so he says, be here at 8 o'clock in the morning. So I was there, and we took off for Flora. And this is the first time that I actually, when we got there, that I had actually met Monty's mom face to face.
Yeah. Was there some trust built by that time?
I don't think so.
But finally, when you sat down that day.
Yeah. Yep.
Over the next hours.
She met me at the airport, her and one of her daughters, and she had the 8x10 picture, her only picture of Monty that she had in the service.
Yeah.
And so I said, well, the guy at the airport, and it was just a grass runway airport, and the guy says, hey, you can use my truck and go to town and get a copy of the picture made. And Dorothy, this is when the first time that I realized that she actually did trust me after I talked to her on the phone a bunch of times. Never met her before.
Yeah.
She gave me the 8x10 picture and says, you'll bring it back. And I did.
And you had that bond with her and the family. Yeah. Yeah. And so many other connections you won't believe when you read this book and a couple other Tom Lowy articles written, which really helped. Tom is such a great writer. And but when those are put out there, United States veteran, we always want to help. I know you were surprised by that, but there's a chance when we can help out our greatest American heroes help a veteran find one and put his life together. I'm not surprised that so many people came out. But on your journey, you took one all the way down to Arkansas.
Yeah, Jonesboro, Arkansas, to meet a guy that he was in the service with, in Vietnam with.
Another piece of the puzzle.
Yep.
You went all the way. You're like, I'm just going down there.
Yep. And I did. I went down there and met the guy.
So great.
Everything's worked out so well. And, you know, I actually believe that probably when Monty passed away, when he died, he was probably with the best family that he ever could be with.
Had
been with.
That is what I took from the story. Sam, you finally having some peace knowing that, you know, knowing that Monty, that short time he spent in Hawaii and the short time that he spent with his brothers over there in Vietnam, like you said, the biggest smile in his life. Yeah, and that's when in the few pictures you have, that's where you saw the smile.
And Monty was about probably 3.5 months from coming home when he got killed.
Finding Monty Henderson is Sam Rice's book. We're going to wrap up our time with Sam coming up next on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL. By the way, 4 book signings coming up, the Toulon Library being the first, July 30th. Sam, I hope you're ready to get rid of those. he started with 400 books. They're going to be gone.
Yeah, I don't want to have to eat them.
Facebook, just type in Sam Rice, find you.
Yeah.
Yep, and then make a connection there, like Sam's page, and say, hey, I'm a veteran. I'd love to read this book, and you can check out with PayPal, and Sam's wife will send you one right out. She's taking orders right now. Williamsfield Library, August 13th, Wordsmith Bookshop here in Galesburg. Terry Parks and the gang. August 20th, excuse me. And then Monty's Holden hometown, Flora Public Library, coming up on September 10th. 7:55, more with Sam Rice after this on Galesburg Live. Maybe 110 with that heat index and that humidity. Take care of yourself and the elderly in your neighborhood. Check on them, all right? Call up friends and family who might be struggling in this heat today. Almost 8 o'clock. My first guest is Sam Rice, who wrote the book Finding Monty Henderson. Monty was close to him in the 6th grade to Sam. Sam was a Vietnam veteran. Monty passed in Vietnam. And knowing where Monty was consumed Sam for many, many years. And putting the pieces of this puzzle together of Monty's life consumed Sam. And Sam, I don't know if you know or not, but you brought closure and helped so many more learn about the life of Monty Henderson. Helped communities come together in your journey of this book. You did a lot for other people and his family. Talking about their lost son and their lost brother, that had to have helped them too, Sam. You had to see that in his mother's eyes when you were sitting with her.
Well, there were family members that wouldn't even speak to Dorothy after I started doing some things, and they actually got together again.
Yeah.
And which was really great.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I actually had the people around here, well, one of them in Oneida and one at Mary Ellen West Towers, say that they never wanted to speak to her again. Never wanted to see her.
Yeah.
And after this deal, that they did get together.
Yeah.
And talked. So that was good for them.
You did a good thing, Sam Rice.
Well, thanks.
You really did. His book is Finding Monty Anderson. We've revealed a lot in this book, and you'll just be captured by... Sam's never written a book before, and
no.
Sam, yeah, finding a publisher and all the little questions that were asked and sending it to the editor, and they finally sent back a company that makes cookbooks for a living.
Yep.
In Iowa, put this together for you. Sent you a spiral bound at first. And
at
you're
first,
like, well,
yeah.
I don't want a spiral bound.
No, they that did looks like a cookbook.
They did a great job in all your reachings out. This is where social media and Facebook and things like that are used for what they were made for, making those connections, because you put it out there in all those Tom Lowy articles in the Register Mail, opened the floodgates of people that knew Monty, people that served with Monty. You weren't even looking for Monty when you were down in St. Louis and a gentleman saw your name on a sign-in list and said, I serve with a gentleman named Monty Anderson down there. And that was it. Sam was on the lookout.
And the whole thing about it is, Monty probably didn't even think that people ever remembered him, you know, but there's a ton of them that did.
Wouldn't it be great to know, and we never will, that Monty can feel some of this, Sam. And ended in the Flora Cemetery. I won't tell you how the book ends necessarily, but you finally got that headstone and put all the pieces. The Monty Henderson puzzle was laying there. Sam put it together over 12 years and got to have... They asked you to come do a skit about Monty's life, a short skit down in Florida. You played Monty. You said that was a really moving moment down there.
It was.
That kind of brought it all together with his family being there, and they got to see the monument. Sam, great job. Are you looking forward to these book signings?
I sure am.
Yeah.
I've never been to one before.
Yeah.
So we're going to find out.
The first one in Toulon. If you know Sam, go see him, congratulate him on his book, and pick up a copy. You don't got to be a Vietnam veteran to enjoy this, right?
Yeah, I hope not.
Yeah, you don't got to be a veteran. No, veterans will enjoy it. But if you found other people that weren't veterans, including myself, really enjoying this book.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm glad they did, because it's not about me. It's about Monty.
That's right. You said that at the beginning. This journey is not about me. Sam, thanks for what you did. It was so great to see you today. It was so great to go on that honor flight with you. And do you think you'll continue? Is there going to be a book two, maybe, from Sam Rice?
You know, that's one thing I did learn about this.
Yeah.
I'm never doing it again.
12 years for 80 pages. Finding Monty Henderson. Pick up a copy. First book signing, Toulon Library, July 30th. Williamsfield, August 13th. Wordsmith, our own here in Galesburg, on August 20th in the Flora Public Library, Monty Henderson's hometown, at 216 North Main Street there in Florida, coming up on September 10th. Sam Rice, thanks so much.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Yeah.
Eric.
Sam Rice.
Great.
Sam Rice's Facebook page, type in Sam Rice, you'll find him, be a friend with him, and say, I can't get through those book signings, but I'd like a copy. You can check out on PayPal there. My guest, Ace Whitman, coming up, along with Haley Cooper. Ace is counseling and education, dealing with trauma. They're in the Bondi building in Galesburg, and we're going to talk to Ace and the gang coming up next on second hour of Galesburg Live. It's 4 after 8. Have a great morning. Have a great day. Enjoy as much as you can. Find someplace cool today. 77 and sun right now.